Top of the second hour of today's broadcast, Wednesday, January 11, 2017. Go to the phones here in a second. I don't know if it means anything, but we know that Friday the 13th is just around the corner. For whatever it's worth, not that I'm superstitious, but I don't like to tempt Murphy on things. People that know me know that. Anyway, let's just wrap this up real quick in a matter of seconds, about 60 seconds or so, and then go to the phones. So, what's the punchline? Again, it's not just the Russians who look at it this way. As Ian Bremmer wrote, the Russians are not trying to bring down the U.S. government. They're trying to delegitimize it. Keyword, delegitimize. This is upsetting, but we do it to them too. And others, obviously, I mentioned the L.A. Times story. CIA, no stranger to election meddling. 71 instances, that doesn't include covert regime change actions and so forth. Trying to sway elections, about 3% is all it takes, et cetera, et cetera. Continuing with Maxim's article in the Moscow Times earlier today, the interesting question is, why did these methods work this time if they did work? One has to keep in mind that the people who are now running Russia and its security agencies have lived through an ordeal of watching their political system collapse. They have been learning from their victorious opponents ever since, including from the successful U.S. intelligence operations of Cold War fame. But remember, what we're not hearing in this story is glasnost, and what I would term the glasnost effect. And I gave you that background earlier in the first hour. Russia's rulers are, of course, convinced that smart intelligence work did play a major role in the collapse of the Soviet Union. Aha, well then, if so, what, I ask. Continuing, and of course, thoughts of payback did enter their minds more than once. The USSR did not collapse because the U.S. government sent spies into it and supported alternative news and culture. The Soviet Union went down because its own citizens lost all trust in aging Soviet politicians and the kind of political system they represented. Soviet society in the 70s and 80s was consumed with self-doubt. So on that last note, can you see the possibility that I have mentioned of the glasnost effect, so-called, that would do the same thing to discredit these politicians, bureaucrats, institutions, political, media, and otherwise? Quite frankly, I think if we're going to discredit anything, we need to discredit the think tanks, the self-proclaimed experts, the technocrats. I think that's where one of the biggest problems lies, because that's the predominating influence in Philip Drew administrator fashion. And speaking of that, I think it's interesting that Soros' influence has been booted from Hungary, his native land. There's a story about that I saw earlier today. Don't remember where. Perhaps we'll look for that. Anyway, on that note, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Renee in North Carolina. Renee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, Chris, you are one of the few pinholes of light in the darkness who's not lost their marbles and their morals. It's very disheartening. I agree with you 100%. And the thing is, you know, a lot of these people are just horrified that somebody might have messed with our elections, when God knows, if from their example of messing in other countries' elections, the first suspect should be our own CIA. And so the thing is, I just see so many points in other places that people are missing. And you brought up something earlier about rape that has bothered me for a long, long time. And I'm going to put this in a way where maybe some of you men can finally understand this. Let's say you and a bunch of other men, maybe y'all were protesting because Hillary got elected, are put in jail. And the guards and cops in there rape you with their batons. And when you get out, even though there were 15 or 50 of you, you know, Cosby or what went on with Trump or whatever, the thing is, there were huge numbers of you saying the same thing, and your own wives, mothers, sisters, and daughters, and all kinds of other women did not believe you and instead believed the prison guards. How would you feel? Maybe that can help them understand their incredible bias. And then they go, I can't believe people think we sexist. Oh, no. Or whatever gave them that idea. Okay? I mean, you know, we talk about these countries where, you know, it takes two women against one man to testify in court and stuff like that, all this bias. Look, in this country, we've had 15 to 50 women come forward, and they believe the one man instead. It's like, how do you think that makes us feel? You know, and I'm well aware that sometimes women lie, but, you know, the thing is, more often than not, it's probably true. And so the thing is, and like I say, I could kick those women the hardest for that because they're the ones, I would kick them harder. Because they're the ones that make it so hard for the true victims. I'd like to be alone in a room to slap those women around the worst, okay? Because they make it so hard, and that's why so many women keep quiet. Because they know. There's a recent cop, you know, that came out in the news saying, oh, we don't take seriously anything but stranger rape. I can tell you as a woman, and I had it good because I was in the 60s, okay? Actually, I found it better then, even with all them hippies and supposedly free love and stuff. I found it almost better then, but I can tell you I had some close calls, okay, on dates, okay? Well, I don't remember ever having a strange. I did have one time where this young man exposed himself that I did not know. But it's like, the thing is, you know, I just want some people to think about it from the other side because, you know, this has bothered me for a long time. And I think if they put the shoe on the other foot, how they'd feel if women didn't believe them, if they'd been locked in prison and didn't do them, how would you feel? Huge numbers of you saying the same thing, and you took the side of the cops, the rapist, okay? How would you feel? This is one of my favorite techniques is to put the shoe on the other foot for people that just cannot seem to get certain things, and I find it is the best technique. But the thing is, Chris, thank you so much because some of the stuff I hear going on right now, like another thing that's bugging me, they're going, you know, there's so much leftist bashing and everything going on right now. Wait a minute. I found, the Young Turks found this incident, and I sent it to some hosts twice, and they ignored it, okay? In fact, they brought up another incident to prove the other thing, and I know they know about it. The thing is, we're actually, conservatives have been caught trying to pay liberals to disrupt the inauguration. That's how much dirty dealings goes on. Well, then, see, they will be able to, you know, make a big deal about how horrible they are, okay? Like I say, they have it on tape, okay, that this was caught doing this. It's all on tape. There's no debate about this, okay? But that won't be covered, despite the fact that I sent it to them. Okay? So the thing is, there's a whole lot of lying going on. Another thing about all these appointees. You know, left bash. The best appointee he has made so far is lefty liberal Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to look into this vaccine issue. Probably because I'm thinking Barron is probably vaccine damaged, okay? Mm-hmm. And like I say, if Hillary Clinton had been elected and had appointed some of the exact same military and Goldman Sachs appointees, the same people that are trying to look the other way, or, well, let's give him a chance and stuff, they would have had a hissy fit. They would be whining and screaming and cutting up. And you don't think they wouldn't be at Hillary's inauguration protesting? The thing is, I just, the hypocrisy is off the charts. charge. Something. So it's like, you know, too many people took to, you know, in the beginning, I was willing to give Trump a try too. But after a while, when you see red flag after red flag after red flag after red flag, and I'm still, I have no choice. I'm still going to give him a chance and hope for the best and hope he really does drain the swamp. But the thing is, some of these people are just like drunk on Trump Kool-Aid, and you're one of the few that's going, wait a minute, let's maintain our objectivity. And that's all you and I are saying is, let's look at this objectively and not in a biased manner. But I'm sure, as you know as well as I do, the ones that are truly all the way on the Trump train, they can get downright vicious and mean. If you don't, the same people that would jump up and down, if you infringed on their right to think what they want and say what they want, can get downright nasty if you dare to not be 100% on board with the rest of them. Because I bet you've probably gotten some emails. If I had to just guess, I don't know, but if I had to guess.
Well, yeah, and it's that ad hominem attack stuff that people resort to when they don't have any other quarter, really. But again, I mean, this gets into that subject of political ponderology that I want to get to, because the challenge is not to resort to the same tactics and, you know, to hold to the standard, I suppose, of Romans chapter 12. You know, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, respect what is right in the sight of all men, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men, never take your own revenge, you know, those kinds of sentiments. And it's difficult. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I will admit, there are moments where I feel, I don't know, my attitude slips, my actions are unbecoming, and or words or thoughts, and you know, that's not good. To adopt the tactics of evil is not a winning strategy. So, you know, it's difficult sometimes, which is why I want to circle back around and hopefully give people encouragement along the same lines, that we're not alone in the observance of the rise of evil and tyranny around us. It's, we're conditioned in this society in particular to pretend it doesn't exist, even though it's all around us. You know, pretend that sociopaths and psychopaths are the angels of our society, the saviors of our society. Obviously, nothing could be further from the truth.
You know, I just want to appreciate you, Chris, because I'm pretty sure, like I say, you've gotten some negatives, and I want you to know, like I say, you are one of the few that does not have a serious bend in the needle of their moral compass. I don't know what's going to happen, and so I appreciate you.
Thank you for those kind
words.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye. I appreciate that. When did we decide that we would depart from virtue, morality, and religion? We should be moving more in that direction, like John Adams mentioned. If we can't maintain and build upon the vestiges that we have, then we're in trouble. Paraphrasing, obviously, so, you know, that obviously is vital in the continuation, I suppose, of the republic. Not the word I'm looking for, but John Adams, let them revere nothing but religion, morality, and liberty. To get knowledged up, you know, one must understand what's going on around him. Jefferson's bill for the general diffusion of knowledge was, I think, introduced back in gosh, when was that? Anyway, it didn't pass. It didn't pass. Reintroduced by James Madison. It ended up becoming the basis for the public school system. But Jefferson's idea, I think, was quite noble. That was conscripted, that whole effort by Horace Mann and father of modern public education. And, of course, we know the diabolical ends that public education has been met with. We have to get knowledged up. Anyway, as John Adams put it, statesmen, my dear sir, may plan and speculate for liberty, but it is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. And if this cannot be inspired into our people in a greater measure than they have it now, they may change their rulers and the forms of government, but will not obtain a lasting liberty. They will only exchange tyrants and tyrannies, which is really a sentiment that is echoed throughout history, throughout our history, and is the one of the most salient points in Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, as far as I'm concerned. The story that I was thinking of, and after this we'll go back to the phones here in a second, but the story I was thinking of was the story published by Reuters earlier today, speaking of establishment media, but it's interesting. The story, ruling Fidesz party wants Soros-funded NGOs swept out, quote-unquote, of Hungary, which, again, is ironic because where is George Soros from? Honestly, this story gives me great hope and encouragement, I got to tell you. So from the story, any civil society group with funding from billionaire George Soros should be swept out, quote-unquote, of Hungary, a vice chairman of the ruling Fidesz party said on Tuesday. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been criticized at home and abroad for his crackdown on NGOs, which started in 2014. This gets back to the point I just mentioned. If we're going to do anything, let's get rid of the 5,000 or 6,000 think tanks and NGOs around the world. Let's start rooting out those rascals. No thanks. We don't want your tax-exempt foundation grant money, and we don't want your think tanky NGO studies, monographs, reports, and so forth. No thanks. Take you and your self-proclaimed experts and go sit on a mountaintop somewhere. So Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been criticized at home and abroad for his crackdown on NGOs, which started in 2014, involved dozens of organizations, and lasted for more than a year. They uncovered no wrongdoing, according to Reuters, but there's more to the story. Stick around. I'll be right back after a short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for...
To conclude this story and then to go back to the phones, Orban, Hungarian Prime Minister Orban, that is, Viktor Orban, has said civil society groups receive foreign money to, quote, organize refugee streams and boost migration, end quote. No. Remember... UN Agenda 21, Chapter 7, promoting sustainable human settlement development. Think coercive engineered migration meets UNHABITAT, United Nations Human Settlements Program. Fidesz Vice Chairman Salar Nemeth told a news conference, according to HIRTV's website, H-I-R-TV's website, that Soros was, quote, pushing global big capital and a related political correctness into Hungary, end quote. I think that's putting it very kindly, quite frankly. And NGOs he funded were meddling in politics. These organizations, quote, these organizations must be pushed back with all available tools. And I think they must be swept out. And now I believe the international conditions are right for this with the election of the new president in the U.S., end quote, Nemeth said. I think that's fantastic, quite frankly. Orban said in December that Soros would be squeezed out of every European country and that NGOs would be scrutinized to find out what interests they represented. Quote, the following year will be about the squeezing out of Soros and the powers that symbolize him, end quote. Orban was quoted as saying, I think we would do well to... observe the same course of action here in America, and so would every other country around the world. That's just my conjecture on the matter. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Glenn and Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Glenn.
I guess I can't believe Renee called you a pinhead of light. I think that's what she said, you know, back at the beginning of her uninterrupted, grating 10-minute rant. that voice, dear God. Oh, speaking of voices, your audio has been pretty yucky lately. I don't know if you're staying back from the phone or using a speaker or what, but your audio the past few days has been pretty bad.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know if you have access to a better mic or phone or something. I often have to get off my Bluetooth and, you know, use my phone when I'm talking because my Bluetooths are pretty bad. But anyway, you know, you spoke earlier about the delegitimization of stances and arguments and the pointing out of hypocrisy. There's a fairly famous personage who, you know, used the appeal to hypocrisy when he said, remove the beam from your own eye first, and then you will see clearly to remove the mote from the others. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's nothing new about the appeal to hypocrisy. Culturally, we have the cliche of the teapot calling the kettle black. Hypocrisy is a perennial problem. You know, from the Greek, it means, you know, you have hupa and krites, which hypo is to under, and krites is judge. So it means to insufficiently judge oneself. So, you know, allegations of hypocrisy are nothing new. And they're even valid as a form of refutation, you know, in proving that someone doesn't have the moral or legal high ground in the matter. Or, you know, it's certainly politically, it's, I think, a reasonable means of refutation. You know, if people are on the side of an entity or of government representatives who are being hypocritical, it's not even like lying or baseless propaganda to refute, you know, to point out hypocrisy and say, hey, you know, if you and your country or your organization, you know, want to claim to have the moral high ground, you've got to be, you know, morally congruent, you know. So I don't see anything inherently wrong with that.
Well, I don't either. But what I'm trying to point out in these stories, especially that one that you pointed to, the Moscow Times story, is that what we believe to be the primary aspect of the story really isn't. The primary objective being to discredit these institutions and people in glasnost effect fashion. That's my conjecture. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Immediately into my mind was, and I was surprised, was Renee, because this is Renee's shtick every time she calls. You know, she says, "Now wait a minute here. You know, let's look at the people making accusations." You know, she's always going, "Ah, the people, you know, who are complaining about this and that aren't so squeaky clean themselves." And like, yeah, in many cases that's true. But as you pointed out, it also sidesteps, you know, whether or not the allegations being made by the first party have any validity, you know. Yeah. So, I can say, yeah, you can always go hypocrisy hunting, but you know, the problem is, in a world full of sinful people, it's hard to find, you know, perfectly lily white, squeaky clean Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts to be those who make the allegations. Okay, when in a court of law. This is why, you know, a given issue is that which is being, you know, is that which is adhered to in the course of the argumentation. It's an adversarial system set up, and, you know, if somebody brings up something that is not germane to the point at hand, an objection is raised, and, you know, the objection is sustained, and it's disregarded. The jury is instructed to disregard. You know, it's like we're not here to determine whether or not the person making allegations, you know, shoplifted when he was 14. We're here to determine whether or not the person in the, you know, under accusation committed murder or rape or whatever, you know. Right. So, so you can't just always appeal to the fact that, you know, some of the people who are complaining aren't so perfect themselves. There's more to it than that.
Sure. And, you know, what you just mentioned gives rise to a larger point, but, you know, unfortunately, we live in a society marked by public policy and the facts are arbitrary or considered, you know, arbitrary and really almost, I don't know, somewhat meaningless. When those kinds of cross-examinations take place, it's to call into question the character of whatever witness. But like you said, I mean, the fact is we live in a sinful, fallen world. None of us are perfect. And, you know, that point brings up a larger concern that I've been wanting to dig into more for a while, and that being whatever we do, America was, if I may, founded on the notion that whatever we do in private is our own business, so to speak. It's up to our own discretion, our own personal decency to abide by the constructs of a moral code, you know, that virtue, morality, religion, that concept. But whatever starts to bleed over into affecting the public decency, even by our own example, then might, through injury of the public decency, require some kind of legal action. And so when you consider social media and the invasion of privacy that we have allowed and even really run to, it raises alarming concerns, I would say, in that fashion. Anyway, that's a side note, but...
Well, you mean in terms of the things people reveal about themselves and like Facebook and Twitter and such?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is why Zuckerberg called them bleeping idiots. You know, they call them stupid bleepers. You know, I believe was he used the F word. This is Zuckerberg referring to his own users of his own software. You know, this is one of the reasons I don't participate in social media. You know.
Yeah, I do on a very limited basis to hopefully try to raise awareness, but increase thoughtful, cognitive interaction and critical thinking and those kinds of things, hopefully.
Well, and this is the great dangerous thing. People begin to think of these things as the public square, but it is not in the public square. This is a private forum, much as a rented auditorium or a church building or something. These, you know, you're not entitled to necessarily to First Amendment, protections, or maybe not even Fourth Amendment protections. When you go into a rented auditorium and you start, revealing things about yourself, you know, or if somebody tells you that's not the theme here, you can't, you know, like if a talk radio show says that's off topic, we're not going to do that. People say, I demand my First Amendment rights. I have a right to say. It's like, no, you're not in the public square. You're in a private forum. You know, so people need to be careful, you know, about because there's a difference between the rights you have protected in the public square than what you reveal in a privatized forum like that.
Right. Yeah, that reminds me of Obama's farewell address and what people are calling his urging Americans to escape their bubbles when he said, you know, for too many of us, it's become safer to retreat into our own bubbles. Anyway.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be the problem. The problem in social media is too much self-revelation. You know, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's exactly what I'm getting at. You know, to see with the ever-increasing rise of, you know, communitarian law, reflexive law, responsive to whatever is happening around it, and again, shaped predominantly by public policy, and that through these think tanky NGO organizations that are obviously wound up with nefarious intentions. They're, what they publish is published with nefarious intentions to subvert the interests of the many and to promote the interests of a few. To see people self-incriminate in panopticon fashion sort of is horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even to open themselves to ridicule, or, you know, even if it's not, doesn't indict them on a criminal basis or even a civil, you know, law basis, but to, you know, embarrassment and public scrutiny and stuff like that, you know, that little bit of, a little bit of modesty or self-reservation isn't necessarily a bad thing, you know?
Absolutely.
And I agree. This is reflected in the culture. People who don't know you will come up to you, and they'll ask you personal stuff these days. It's like you'll just meet somebody, you know?
Exactly.
I've met
it's pretty bizarre.
A new coworker who'll sit there and ask me all kinds of stuff about myself, and I'll say, you know, I'm not applying for a job. I already have the job, you know? Yeah. They'll presumptuously just ask you for, like, all this mini resume. I mean, when you first go to college, it's not unusual to say, oh, what town you're from, what's your major, you know, how many, do you have any brothers and sisters? That's all normal. But, you know, like, okay, because you're building camaraderie or something in a college, you know, environment or something. But in the workplace or just on the street, somebody who's just met you presumes to start asking you all sorts of questions about yourself. It's like, whoa,
very
hold on there, you know?
Yeah, typically inappropriate. Yep, I know what you mean. Yep.
Yeah, you know, it's like, hey, nice weather we're having. How about them Steelers, you know?
Yeah. Like, right. Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, I was just thinking, you open to a digression momentarily? Something pressing that's off topic for a bit, but I'm a bit disturbed recently about the deployment of our military forces at the moment. There's some very unusual things going on in these waning moments of Obama's administration.
Oh yeah,
all of our aircraft carriers are in port at the moment, and that's very odd. And we have all sorts of armor and, you know, tanks and mechanized artillery and troops being mobilized in Europe, you know, put along the border with Russia, and all sorts of aircraft staged in, like, Diego Garcia and stuff like that. What in the world? This is a truly lopsided and strange deployment of all these forces.
Well, there's planning on doing something. Yeah, there are all kinds of other aspects even beyond that, and I would probably lump that all into what I would call generally a smooth transition to the subversion of power.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are waiting with bated breath to see if the 20th comes off, smoothly or something.
It's pretty interesting how tenuous that all is, isn't it? Again, I think getting back to the point of what I call the glasnost effect, I think it's very provocative how tenuous that all is.
Yeah, if I were Trump, I think I would have moved the inauguration to, like, Andrews Air Force Base with, you know, high security and dignitaries only, and then put up, like, big screens or something on the White House lawn or something for other audience or something, and then televise it or something. But I just think a high security environment is in order, but anyway, that's just me. Especially with all this potential disruption. But anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to haul you to haul you off topic, Chris. All right,
it's all right. Valid observation. Okay. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it as always. There's so much of that. If not the subversion of power, at least the subversion, the further and continued subversion of the American public at large, I would say, you know, things like the 1.65 million acres, that further land grab, putting Obama's grand total around 5 million acres, that's another one of those fun things that he's done in the waning moments of his final days. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, for one, you had a caller yesterday who was referring to John McAfee, mm-hmm. or McAfee. We should just remember that he is a suspicious character because of his behavior and the way he left Belize back some years ago.
His neighbor.
What?
He was one of the suspects in the murder of his neighbor down there, yep.
Yeah, and just the carrying on down there showed, I think, an element of lack of mental stability. However, now I was just doing a Google check on him, and there's a Showtime documentary coming out on him called Gringo, written by Mr. Wise and Miss Bernstein. So that could tell you the leftist tribal angle, because they might have something out on him. So now it made me almost like him more when I heard that. But either way, I would always be skeptical about people with, a behavior like him. You know, back in during the 90s when O.J. was driving down, I think it was in L.A. in the white Bronco, the behavior is what makes you look guilty.
Right.
And that happened with Mr. McAfee, so I wouldn't go along with him or use him as a source. And generally try to shun him because he, got away with murder, in my opinion.
Wow. I don't know. That's a... I don't think there's a... It's not quite as simple in my understanding as that. There's more to the story, but...
Well, he can always... buy a ticket to Belize and throw himself into the authorities and have a trial down there and, clear his good name. But he didn't behave like that at all. He hid. I think he lived in the jungle and basically crossed illegally into, Ecuador or El Salvador down there and then got back into the United States. So he's a suspect. Now, that's a murder case. Now, I heard
if you were a person who thought that you were being framed for murder and that state apparatus or functionaries were involved in that, and they were trying to arrange for your extradition in very corrupt ways, how would you handle that? It's kind of a tricky situation, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not well versed on it, but
right. But then I'm just an ordinary citizen, and if I'm going to go to Belize or anywhere in the world, I comport myself legally, and I've been traveled a good part of the world, and I never get in any trouble, and I don't get in trouble in the United States either because I behave myself and I follow the laws. It's this kind of simple recipe for staying out of trouble.
Sure.
And so I just don't get it. Now, concerning, you had mentioned also about Mr. Trump earlier in the show, mm-hmm. alluding to the scandals about him and the accusations.
Yes.
And particularly, when you have, like in the case of Clinton and Bill Cosby, you have a bunch of people coming forth claiming they date raped them or raped them. That's one instance. In the case of Mr. Trump, there was only one person who came forward, really, with a lawsuit who promptly dropped it. And in that case, this is a woman who could have sued him over the past 20 years and didn't.
Exactly.
And I'll hold them
which, yep, which makes it, again, why now? Should be the question. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. Folks,
sure,
stick around.
Thank you.
Back after this short break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine.
Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Wednesday, January 11th, 2017. And we're on the phones. We have Paul in New Jersey on the line. Paul, go ahead.
Point was, there's not enough evidence, really, to link Trump, I think, to any criminality or bad behavior in the past.
Nothing conclusive. There's lots of circumstantial evidence, I would say.
Right,
but, nothing conclusive.
Yeah, so pretty much you have to drop it, really, or people should drop it. You can insinuate privately, but if you don't forget, if he wasn't president, if he came forward, he'd drop a libel suit on you. You know, because he's not hesitant to sue anybody.
Yeah.
And because he's in the hotel businesses, and you know, and when you're running a hotel, and this is what I think about him as a character, as being a president, is one thing about running hotels and casinos, the two things you need is, first of all, he's got to drum up hype, you know, to make everybody want to go there, to make it popular. And this is something he'll do, I think, in his presidency also. And he's doing it already, the way he drums up America as a product, you know. and it's, it trumps America. And what he wants is he wants everybody to be happy like a good hotelier does. Because what they want is they want people with money to go to the casinos, to have a good time, to go to his hotels and spend money. And it, it serves his interest to make sure that everybody's got some money in their pockets to spend money in his casino and to be happy. And that's what I think he wants as president. I think it's part of his character as a builder and a man who runs hotels and casinos.
Well, I think that, you know, gosh, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's going to be corruption that will show its ugly face at some point, I think. I mean, he's on the razor's edge in some of his business dealings and so forth. But Jared Kushner's ties to Russia in particular, I think, are very provocative, and we'll see what happens with that. And it's interesting that Kushner, you know, some of the most potentially harmful or controversial figures are those who are appointed without congressional oversight, like Kushner. So that's interesting, something to watch. But from Glenn Greenwald's article that was published today on The Intercept, speaking of the Glasnost effect, the title of the article, "The Deep State Goes to War with the President-Elect Using Unverified Claims as Democrats Cheer," these excerpts, I think, kind of fall in line with what we're talking about. All of the claims about Russia's interference in the elections and ties to Trump should be fully investigated by a credible body and the evidence publicly disclosed to the fullest extent. Well, time limit somewhere. But at the end of the article, he talks about how this cacophony of noise in the echo chamber is really discrediting the folks who would seek to bring legitimate concern or voice the legitimate concern of the Trump presidency. So we need to get away from that. Again, though, that I think that speaks to the Glasnost effect. Anyway, appreciate your call, Paul. And everyone else, folks, that'll do it for today. Obviously, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.